we left off yesterday, we've been discussing in great detail the question as to exactly what is the moment of the matir for the Yisur Veshesach, for Yibum. Is the moment of the matir the Zika, the moment of the death, or the subsequent Zika? Or do we say no, that the matir is ultimately the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yibum? So, Manav Kamina, at the end of the day, everybody agrees you're allowed to do Yibum. So we thought that Dinav Kamina was Rashi Shita. Rashi Yivamistan Beis told us that the reason why Kesu Shtar don't work for Yavama is because she's still considered to be an Eshazach. So we thought that was very startling, that she's still considered to be an Eshazach. That seems to be indicating that the Isser is still Mekrabe Omeid. So we have two different approaches in the Acharonim yesterday, between last week and yesterday, between Rav Chana and the Emre Moshe. That's exactly what the parameters of what Rashi said was. But this is clearly the issue, clearly part of the issue. When exactly is the moment of truth? The moment of the Zika or the moment of the Mitzvah? This question may go back even way before the days of the Rishonim. This may actually be the root of a very important machlokes atenoim, which, believe it or not, most of Maseches Yevamos is not relevant to halacha today. But this particular point in Maseches Yevamos is very relevant, and it's very important that may be what makes it ultimately not so relevant. So we'll see. I don't mean a riddle by that, but we'll see in a moment what I'm talking about. So if we go to the back of the Marmokomos, Marmokomos number 9, as a fundamental machlekes atenoim, which may very well be at the root of everything we've been talking about. So the Sanya, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis calls the Sanya Abishol Omer. So the Tana Abishol said, "Hakodesh is vimto l'shem noi. If a person marries his Yevama for beauty, ulishum ishus, or because stop me, wants to get married, ulishum davar acher, of any other kinds of reasons, either appropriate reasons, not appropriate reasons, ki'ilu pogeya be'erva." So says Abishol that it's as if he's violating an Isser of Arayos. For Karvan be Einai Lios Avlad Mamzer. And it would appear to be in my eyes that the child is considered to be a Mamzer. So what is Abishol telling us? That the only justification for doing Yibum is L'Shei Mitzvah. Torah says Yivama Yavola, Mitzvah Derayis Yibdu Yibum. That has to be the reason. If the person has any other agenda for beauty, for wealth, for znoza, that doesn't matter. Any other reason, so Abishol has two very, very harsh statements, that it's ki'ilu pogev erva, and karvani ve'en elios avlad mamzer. Now, of course, even just looking textually at the words of Abishol, so it's clear that Abishol is hesitating in what he's saying. He starts off by saying ki'ilu pogev erva. He didn't say, hareza, chayev, kareza, and skila, hareza, skila wouldn't be okay, chayev, you know, mamzer rayas. And even in his description about the potential yichus of this child, it was a very powerful lashon. V'korav ani be'enai, it's almost like a efshir, maybe, it's a chiyun type of a thing. It appears to be that the child is a mamzer. We're going to have to come back to this somewhat of a strange formulation of Abishol. But what Abishol is trying to tell us is that there's some kind of a problem here. Some kind of an issue here of quote-unquote doing yibum for ulterior motives.
What's the problem with the issues? Isn't that
what Yibum is? Yeah, but Ishus here means almost like because he's looking for Shidduch, means it should be L'Shem Mitzvah. That's it. No other reason. Not because he just wants to have a wife. It should be Mom. It's just L'Shem Mitzvah. No other agenda. So come the Chacham Omer. The Chacham say, Yevama Yavo Aleh Mikom Makom. The Chacham disagree with everything Abishol said and said, no. It says in the Chumash, Yevama Yavo Aleh. And the Torah doesn't say Yevama Yavolel L'Shem Mitzvah. So Yevama Yavolel means anytime he does a Maisebiyah, that's it. That's perfectly okay. And there's no Ki'ilu Pogev Erva. There's no Karvan Elios Savlat Mamzer. None of the above that Abishol was concerned with apply. So Machlekes HaTanoim. What exactly is the root of the Machlekes? What's the Lumdus behind the Machlekes? So our initial reaction would be that, the Lumdus of Machlekes seems to be very simple. It seems to be this is the Nakuda that the Torah I'm arguing about. How could Abishol make such a statement that it's ki'ilu pogeh be'erva? Clearly Abishol is assuming that the Isser Eshazach is still there, waiting to be pushed off by the mitzvahs yibum, to which Abishol now has a chiddush and says that since it's the mitzvahs yibum, it's the matir of the Isser of Eshazach, mitzvahs yibum doesn't just mean the ma'isa mitzvah. Mitzvahs yibum means it has to be machshavas mitzvah, it has to be kavanas mitzvah as well. It has to be done the shei mitzvah. Now, that's a big chiddush, it's a big, big jump. But Abishol's a Tana, he's entitled to that jump. So Abishol says that you need a mitzvah yibum to be matir Isser Eshazach. Mitzvah yibum b'shlemusa means not just a ma'isa, but it means with the proper kavanah as well. If that proper kavanah is lacking, then in fact, ki'ilu pogeh erva, v'kavri b'en al yosef ad mamzer. If Abishol would have would have held that the matir of the Isser Eish Esach is the Zika, husband, first husband is long dead already. What do I care whether the second guy, whether the Yavim is a big tzaddik, not such a big tzaddik? Machpati what his kavana is, if the matir, the Isser already took place long ago at the time of the death of the husband, then Abishol's whole discussion would be a moot discussion. So at first glance, for the fact that Abishol is discussing the significance of the kavanas ha-mitzvah, he's putting all the emphasis on the mitzvah Shabbat, that seems to be very much in line with those who are saying, like Rashi and others who are suggesting, that it's the mitzvah that's the matir, not necessarily the zika. What did the Chachamim mean when the Chachamim disagree? Why did the Chachamim disagree?
I don't know why you say the Kavanah is a mitzvah. It's the Kavanah Lahakim Zera for his brother. It's not a, you know, whether it's...
Yeah, okay, right. I mean, that's what I mean. I mean, the proper Kavanah is a Torah that the Torah presents. Right. So come the Chachamim and say, no, the whole thing is not true. Yavam Yavalem Yikom Makom. Why did the Chachamim play down so much the mitzvah per se? What happened to the concerns of Erva and Mamzer? So our initial reaction to the sheet of the Chachamim would be, must be that the Chachamim are of the opinion that we don't really care what your intention is, because quite frankly, we don't really care whether you're doing it as a mitzvah altogether. The Isser is long gone. The Isser was already taken care of at the time of the Zika, at the time of the death of the first husband. So the reason why the Chacham are not concerned with what the person's religious level of intent is because they don't really care that much about the mitzvah. They care the matir of the Isser was the Zika, so the Chacham Shita makes a lot of sense. So again, that would be almost like a superficial, and maybe correct analysis, but that would be almost a superficial analysis of the Machlokes HaBishol and the Chachamim. We have to take a step back and understand this machlokes a little bit better, because this may or may not be the actual root of the machlokes. So there is a mishnah on the 10th of the Maamar Kamos. It's the first mishnah of the 6th parak of Masechet Yevamos, and Daf Nun Gimel Beis. Habal Yevimto. If a person is Bal Yevimto, bein b'sheigeg, bein b'meizet, bein b'aynes, bein b'ratzon. So he's Bal Yevimto b'sheigeg. He didn't even realize that she was his Yevama. Almost like a throwback to the first quote unquote yibum that was done in the Torah, the description of Yud and Tamar, which again, according to the Ramban at least, was some kind of a fulfillment of a quasi yibum. So, a person is bal yivim to ben b'shegi or ben b'mezid. What does mezid mean? Usually, mezid means intentionally, but here mezid has almost a negative connotation. So, Rashi says on the 11th of the Maamar Kamos, mezid l'shem zinus v'lo l'shem mitzvah. So again, it's in contrast to Shogeg. Shogeg, he didn't even know what was going on. Here it's been mazed, but it's not being done for the purposes of mitzvah. Bein be'oines, or if he was forced into it, bein be'ratzon, or if he's doing it willingly, afilu hu Shogeg v'himazida, he mazida v'hishogeges, hu anus v'hi lo anusa, he anusa v'hu lo anus, you name it, and any possible combination of different possibilities. The bottom line is, echad ha'ma'arav yechad ha'goymer, even if the bia that he did was not what we call a gemar bia, he just had what we call hara, rubbing just a little bit of penetration, is kana. There's no difference what kana ma'isabia it was, doesn't matter what the intention was, yibum is chal. Yibum takes place, kana, no matter what. And so the question becomes, how does this mishnah in the 10th of the Maamar Kamos fit into the machlekes HaBishol and the Rabbanon in the 9th of the Maamar Kamos? So according to HaBishol, can HaBishol make such a statement? Habay Vimto Bein B'Shegi Bein B'Mezin? HaBishol was the one who said you have to do it with the right kavana. Yevam Yevala Mitzvah. It's got to be the Lachem Zera with Allah, holy kavanos. And if not, so then there are some serious consequences. How could HaBishol subscribe to this mishnah? So this machlekes HaRishonim. How do you address that issue? So take a look at the 12th of the Maamar Kamos. Habay Vimto B'Chulei. Perish was stubborn lo kabashol. So comes the Ritva in the first day and says that it must be that this Mishnah is not following Abishol. There's no way to resolve that this Mishnah should be in sync with Abishol. The Mishnah says that it doesn't matter what the Kavana is, and Abishol is insisting on a pure Kavana. So says the Ritva in the first Pshat, it must be this Machlekes. Not so terrible. You have a stop Mishnah against Abishol. But then if you continue on the Ritva, the end of the second line, the Efshar. The Abishol midirabbanan ka'amar. So comes, the Ritvan says, now let's backtrack for a moment. Maybe this Mishnah can follow Abishol, because we have to tone down what Abishol meant. When Abishol said that you have to have kavanah, and you don't have kavanah, it's a terrible thing, and the child's maybe a mamzer, and you're violated, right? Well, he threw the book at you, says the Ritvan. He didn't really mean what he sounded like. He didn't really mean to say that it's an issur d'oraisa. He didn't really mean to say that the kids of Amza d'oraisa. None of that is true. Says the Ritva, HaBishol was saying on the level of the Rabbanan, we really, really want to encourage you to do this for the right reasons. So we're going to say, if you can't do it for the right reasons, then don't do it. If you can't do it for the right reasons, it's almost like the child's amount. It's almost like you're violating a rias. But really, in his heart of hearts, does Abba Shaul think that you're violating a rias? Nah, there's no violation of Gili Arayas here. And then the Ridva, in the second approach, proves that he's right, that Abba Shaul never meant to say that it's a real din deraisa. The Haina de Ka'amar, ki ilu pagia be'erva, v'kara v'yena liyosav lad mamzer, midirabon en Ka'amar. And that explains the somewhat parva loshon of Abba Shaul. If Abba Shaul really held in a Torah that this is a rayas, and if Abba Shaul really held in a Torah that this is chashash v'mamzer, so he should have said it. Harei zeh chayev kares, harei avlad mamzer. What is he talking around and dancing around and saying? As if you're pagaya, it's maybe the child's nearer than the child's a mamzer. Says the Ritva in the second shot that the whole statement of Abba Shaul, the whole shit of Abba Shaul, was only a chumrah midirabanan. V'chachamim omrim, and then he continues. V'chachamim omrim yivam yavalem mikamakom. The afilu midirabanan kind of in a pagaya be'erva. That the Ritva says that Sa'id came. What did the chachamim mean? When they say it's okay, what they mean is on a level of derabbanan, it's also okay. So on a level of deraisa, there was never a machlekes. The whole machlekes of Bashal and derabbanan was only on a level of derabbanan. And says the Ritva, out of the two pshatim that he's now advancing, first pshat was that Abishol was really mid deraisa. Second pshat is Abishol is only mid derabbanan. So says the Ritva textually in the Gemara, it would appear that the second pshat is correct. Midlo parach mi Gemara mastisin lo kabishol kanal. If Abba Shaul really disagreed with this Mishnah in the sixth paragraph of the Gimel, shouldn't the Gemara make mention of it? The Gemara does this all the time. The Gemara says, "Masnisin mani ilay Abba Shaul el chachamim." That's standard the Shachotai in the Gemara. So from the fact that the Gemara didn't even connect the two sugyas, says the Ritva, it's clear that these are two different sugyas. Abba Shaul and the Rabbanan are arguing on a level of the Rabbanan, on a level of the Araisa. Everybody agrees that Minatar, there's nothing wrong with doing Yibum for other reasons. That's why the Mishnah in the sixth parak of Yevamos just writes, "Abal Yevim to be Mishoge Kana." The Kinyan is Chal, the Yibum is Chal, but the Raisa is Chal. Whether you did something wrong with the Rabbanan, so you have to learn the fourth parak of Abba Shaul and the Rabbanan, you figure out whether what you did was right or wrong with the Rabbanan. With the Raisa, it was definitely Kana. So that's the convincing argument of the second day in the Ritva, and for two textual proofs that the Ritva brought. One is in the fact that the Gemara doesn't connect the sugyas, and perhaps the even more compelling proof is from the Lashon of Abba Shaul itself, that it's ki'ilu pagev erva karvani liyosav lad mamzer. What would the first approach of the Ritva answer to that? The first answer of the Ritva, the first Mahalach of the Ritva clearly held that Abba Shaul was on a love of deraisa, and that's why he felt that it was that this mission, the sixth prayer, cannot be go hand in hand with Abba Shaul. So how can you say on the one hand Abba Shaul is a deraisa, and on the other hand say ki'ilu, and the other hand say karvani lomar? Why did Abba Shaul throw the book at Yumin HaTorah? So the answer is that how could you say with a straight face that this guy is a pegeh be'erva? How could you say with a straight face this kid is a mamzer? It all depends on what his mindset is. Yodeh machshavah. The only Rav Shaul knows the person's mindset. So even though it may appear to us that he's doing it b'Torah's nus, maybe in the back of his mind he's really doing it l'shem mitzvah. Maybe he's really a good guy at the end. Maybe it looked to us, we were a little bit misled. If we would have been down on the Chav Schos, so maybe we would have realized that in the heart of hearts he's really a good guy. He's really doing it l'shema. So this is a very strange kind of, quote-unquote, Gili Arayas. It's a very strange kind of mamzerus. Normally, the Maisa itself creates mamzerus. So if you have a situation where a woman was mezana, whether it was v'shege meh, if she was nation dishes inside, whether it was a fault, not a fault, the Maisa, that creates mamzerus. It doesn't matter what your mindset was. You'd be the biggest tzaddik in the world, but the Maisa's nus is what creates the mamzerus. So then we could say with a straight face, hareza mamzer. This is a very, very shaky kind of mamzerus here. This mamzerus is hinging upon the fact that the person had the wrong kavana. How do we really know that's true? So therefore, Abba Shaul said, "Karvani loyma." I'm not there to say. If you'd ask me, I'd be very nervous to marry this person. Can I say he's a mamzer bevada? I can't say that because ultimately it depends on what the person's kavana was. So I'll go upon him. The Ritva himself is not 100% sure he's not there. He thinks that zayyosin nachon. He thinks that the second shot is more correct, but he's weary a little bit. So now let's go back to our discussion. So we were looking at this machlekes Abba Shaul and the Rabbanan, and we were trying to see, is this machlekes Abba Shaul and the Rabbanan, is this the root of our issue? Is this really the machlekes? Is this really the question? What is the math of the Isra Shazach? So initially we thought, yeah, this is it. And according to Abba Shaul, it's the mitzvah that's the math here. And since the mitzvah is not being done properly with the right kavana, it says almost like not a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, then the Isser Eish Zach is made. And the Rabbanim say the whole thing is not true. The Isser Eish Zach is long gone from the moment of Zikam. So our initial reaction was, that's exactly what the Machlokes is. Now we have to revamp a little bit and say, wait a second. That's true. You can explain the Machlokes that way, assuming that the Machlokes was on a level of Deraisa. If Abba Shaul and the Rabbanim were really, really fighting it out with Deraisa, like the first Pshat of the Ritva, so that would be probably the Bir HaDavar. But if you go with the second Pshat of the Ritva, that the Machlokes Abba Shaul and the Rabbanim was a very toned-down Machlokes. In the world of Deraisa, Abba Shaul and the Rabbanim did not disagree. They both agreed that there's no Ervia, there's no Mamzer here. Why did Abba Shaul agree with Deraisa, according to the Ritva number two? Why did Abba Shaul agree with Deraisa that there's no problem? Because he also bought into the idea that the Zika is the Matir. So according to the second day in the Ritva, the whole Machlekes Abba Shaul and the Rabbanim was not very profound, wasn't very basic, wasn't fundamental. So Machlekes is about a technical quirk. Should we make it the Rabbanim? Not make it the Rabbanim? Maybe yeah, maybe no. But mid the Reis, everybody agrees that ultimately the Zika is the Batir. So that takes pop the balloon out of our, the air out of our balloon. We were all excited about this Machlekes Abba Shaul and the Rabbanim. Now we realize, according to the second day in the Ritva, that's probably not even the issue. Can one disagree with what we said for another reason as well? Instead of working on Abba Shaul, could we work a little bit on the Chachamim? So maybe one could argue that we not only did we misunderstand Abba Shaul, we may have misunderstood the Chachamim well. It could be that the Machlekes Abba Shaul and the Rabbanan really is on a level of Deraisa, but it's not a question of is the mitzvah the matir or is the zika the matir. Everybody agrees the mitzvah is the matir. Everybody agrees that we're waiting, we're totally v'aymed, we're waiting for that mitzvah to be fulfilled. And it's only that mitzvah that's ultimately going to get rid of the Yisra Eishasach. It's only the mitzvah that's going to get rid of any Mamzer stigmas. But what is the mitzvah of Yibam? How do you define that mitzvah? So Abba Shaul puts Kavana into the picture. Abba Shaul puts Kavana into the equation and says, just because you did a Maisa Bia, unless you had the right Kavana, that's not going to do the trick. And Karvani Elias Vlad Mamzer, according to Ritva number one, maybe it's even a Deraisa. And according to Abba Shaul, the mitzvah requires a mitzvah bishlei musa with the proper kavana. To which the Chacham say, no, we also agree that it's the mitzvah yibam, that's the matir. Nobody holds like zikr. That was shalek halacha. Nobody accepted that view. Say the Chacham back to Abba Shaul, we concede that the mitzvah is the matir, the yisrei shazach, but we hold that the mitzvah is the maisa mitzvah. At the end of the day, yavamu yavu lemikom makom. The fact that the guy is afrom, he's not so afrom, he has the right thoughts, has the wrong agenda, who cares? So between him and the Rabban Shaul, we'll take up whether he did the mitzvah l'shma. At the end of the day, he did the mitzvah, the ma'aseh mitzvah was done. So it could be that the machlokes Abba Shaul and the Rabbanan is not zika versus mitzvah. Everybody agrees it's mitzvah, that's the matir. The machlokes is, what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the ma'aseh mitzvah? Or is the mitzvah combined with the kavanah, with the machshavas mitzvah as well? This idea that according to Abba Shaul, the kavanah helps us define what the mitzvah is, that the ma'isa, so if ma'isa machshava tchila, the ma'isa without the machshava is not a mitzvah. And according to one opinion in the Ritva, it's even a deraisa, and it's karvan ilios of ad mamzer, because the kavana was lacking. So that's somewhat of a startling idea. You know, we're familiar with the role that kavana plays in mitzvahs. We have sugyas of mitzvah sichas kavana, but that's not really what's going on over here. Mitzvah sichas kavana means that a guy is eating matzah. He wants to be yotzei the mitzvah matzah. That's called kavana. Mitzvah means that somebody is forcing him to eat matzah. He's eating matzah because he for some other agenda. Let's say the person is blowing shofar because he likes the sound of the shofar. But over here, so the person is saying, listen, I know it's a mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah also, but I also want to marry this woman. So let's say you have a person who blows the shofar and he says, listen, hinini mucher mzumin l'shem mitzvah seshet ke shofar, and I happen to also like the sound. Would anybody say he's not yotzei? Of course it's yotzei the mitzvah. Let's say a guy, he's really hungry Pesach night, and he says, hinini mucher mzumin l'shem mitzvah seshet matzah, but I happen to be starved also. So would anybody say that's not a mitzvah? Of course that's a mitzvah. Mitzvah tichus kavana, tichus kavana means when you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah, you're doing it mamish for something else. Over here, Abba Shaul is giving a lot more significance to what the role is. The guy's not a bad guy. He wants to get married. He's not a bad guy. He wants to marry. She's a l'shem noi. So what is wrong with this? Why is it that Abba Shaul is taking this mitzvah and yibam and putting it up on such a pedestal that has to be done purely l'shma, without any nitiyas, any negiyas, any anything, no agendas whatsoever? Why is that? So the chora, this mitzvah is different from all other mitzvahs in the Torah. because all of the mitzvahs in the Torah don't involve an aveira. You eat matzah, that's great. You hear the shofar, that's great. You shake a little, that's great. Here, the Torah is telling you to do something that a moment ago would have been a nisa kares with a, not a kar of lios mamzer, a vada lios mamzer. And the Torah is saying, go ahead and doing it. So it could be that Abishol understood that when you have a mitzvah, that's a type of mitzvah that has to overcome an aveira. That kind of a mitzvah better be done for the right reason. If you're doing that for some half-baked reason, so then the isser is still b'mkame amin. To which the Chacham said, no, at the end of the day, yavamu yavai aleha mikamach. So when all the dust settles, we have three ways of understanding what Abba Shaul and the Rabbanon are fighting about. We thought that the Machlekes Abba Shaul and the Rabbanon was so important, was so relevant, we thought that was goof for the Nakuda. That according to Abba Shaul, it's the mitzvah that's matir. According to the Rabbanon, it's the zikah that's matir. Then we backpedaled and said no. That it could be that even Abba Shaul agrees that the zikah is matir, because maybe Abba Shaul was only a chumah mid the Rabbanon. Then we backpedaled again, and we backed into the wall. And then we said that no, maybe even according to the Chacham, the mitzvah is matir. Maybe the Chachamim hold that the mitzvah is matir means the ma'aseh mitzvah. You don't need the machshavas mitzvah. So one of three possibilities: either they're actually arguing about this nekuda zikah versus mitzvah. Well, everybody agrees Zika is matir, or everybody agrees that mitzvah is matir. So we're not sure at the end of the day who holds what about Achakira.
So any mitzvahs, essay, doch los, essay, you have to
understand. But according to this kind of a thing, it would be an interesting idea. Yeah. It would be a strange thing. This would be almost like what I'm suggesting, almost like a universal statement. Gemara doesn't have that explicitly. We'd have to extrapolate from one mitzvah to the next. We take this machlokes Abba Shaul and the Rabbanan with the utmost seriousness because it's this machlokes that makes or breaks Maseches Yevamos for us Bizman Hazeh. The Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos and other places that in the perfect world, when a woman falls for Yibum, we would strongly encourage them to do Yibum. That's what we're supposed to do. Yevamu Yevaleh, Kachal Yibum. That's clearly what the Kavanah Satar is. Nebuch, the Torah tells us, almost as an afterthought, V'im lo yachpotza ish, l'kach tz yivimto. If he doesn't want to do it, then Nebuch, well, he's not going to be able to do Yibum. All right, we don't want the woman to remain Asura forever, so the Torah gives us another parasha, the parasha of Chalitza. But it's clear just from the Pshut HaShemikvah that Yibum is the Lechetchila, and Chalitza is the Bidiyevit. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's the way it should be in a perfect world. But now comes Abba Shaul and says, we don't live in a perfect world anymore. Says Abba Shaul, what do we do with the fact that a lot of people out there are going to jump at the opportunity to do Yibum, not L'Shem Mitzvah? They're going to do it because of other reasons. So comes Abba Shaul and says, wait a second, we can't encourage Yibum anymore. How can we, with a straight face, tell people to do Yibum if the person may be L'Shem Noah, L'Shem Isha, L'Shem Dor, who knows what his Kavanah is? So therefore the Gemara says, according to Abba Shaul, we have to tell everybody don't do Yibum anymore. We have to, unless we know that you're a Zatzadik Yisayid Eilam, and we have no shilas and no sfeikas about your pure intentions, your average guy comes and asks Rabbi, should do Yibum Chalitza? We're going to have to always go against what says in the Chumash. The Torah says, do Yibum, 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 and then Nebuchim lo Yachbots. We're going to tell him, guess what, you better be a lo Yachbots. We're going to tell you to do Chalitza. That's Abba Shaul's view, and that's what the Mishnah describes. Mitzvah Chalitza Kedemes, that even though in the perfect world in the Torah, Yibum should have preceded Chalitza, but in the world of reality today, we have to say Mitzvah Chalitza Kedemes. And the Chacham say, Ma Pitom, the Chacham say, nothing's changed. It would be nice if he did it lishma, and if he doesn't, big deal. Yevamu yevaleh become makom. For whatever reasons, the different three different ways that we explained the machlekes before. So it comes out the machlekes Abba Shaul and the Rabbanon is not just a theoretical machlekes in lumdus and chakiras. That would be important also, but it's not just the chakira machlekes, how to understand the zikah, the mitzvah, kavan, etc. It's a very practical machlekes. What do you do bizman hazeh? Halacha l'maaseh. There are cases where a potential Yibum comes up. Should we encourage Yibum or should we discourage Yibum? So according to Abba Shaul, we have to stop Yibums at all cost. And according to Chacham, no. So they do whatever you want to do Yibum, do Yibum. If you don't want to do Yibum, we're not going to force you to let you do Chalitza. But Lechad Chila, we would encourage you to do Yibum. How do we pass Kid Laloch in this Machlokes? So the Gemara has an interesting discussion.
But Abishol was only with Midrabanan. Well, he wasn't with Midrabanan, and then he was against the
I didn't say we passed it. First of all, we're not sure what Abishol was there, I said Midrabanan. We don't. Abishol was a Tana. He could disagree with the Mishnah. So I'm just asking, how do we paskin? Do we follow the Stam Mishnah? Do we follow the Rabbanan? Do we follow Abba Shaul? We're not sure. So the Gemara has an interesting discussion historically. The Gemara in the fourth parak of Yevamos, in that sugya, quotes that there was a different psach at different times in history. The Gemara says that in certain years, the Batei Dinim would paskin, that the Chazal paskin like Abba Shaul. They felt that the Rov of the Tanoim ended up siding with Abba Shaul in certain generations. And in certain generations, they sided with the Chacham. So the Gemara says, it changed. Sometimes you have that. You have a... Sometimes you have a certain psach that's around for many years, and then so that changes later, but they didn't decide against it. El Shofen Hashayyeh Bayom Bahem, so the Gemara, the Rambam quotes from the Rishalmi, that even on Dinim Deraisa, you can have a change in psach. That if the Beis Din HaGol in one generation thinks Abishol is more correct, they have to tell people to pass in that way. And 100 years later, the later Beis Din may change the Psach. So the Gemara says that the Psach changed throughout the period of the Tanoim and into the Amoraim. The Psach was fluctuating. What concerns us, of course, the Halacha, so what's the bottom line? By the time of the Chasim and Gemara, what was the final Psach? So it's unclear from the Sugya in the fourth breath of Yivamas what the bottom line, what was the last Psach that was given? The Psach of the Beis Din HaGol of Ravina Ravashi, the Beis Din HaGol of Chochach Yisrael, who put together the Talmud Bavli. It wasn't literally a Sanhedrin, but it had the koach of a Beis Din HaGolah, because the Rabbi writes it was Rav Chachmei Yisrael. What was the final word given? Yerin Rav Ashi, Sofar Ra. What was the final word of the Gemara? So it's the Machlekes Rishonim. So the Machlekes Rishonim basically breaks down a little between the lines of Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. That the Ashkenazi Rishonim, for the most part, held that we follow the Halacha like Abishol, you get either Deraisa or Derabanan. And the Sfaradim Rishonim, many of them were of the opinion that we follow the view of the Chachamim. That's why, in fact, over the last 1,000 years, there were two different traditions that emerged between Ashkenazi and Sfaradi communities. That in the Ashkenazi communities, it's been unheard of to have Yibum. For the last 1,000 years, we don't do Yibum. And the reason why is because the Balei HaTosfos and Yevamos paskin like Abishol, even though at one time in history he was a Das Yochid, and at one time he wasn't accepted. We're not even sure whether he meant Deraisa or Derabanan, but at the end of the day, the other Balei HaTosfos said, that was the final word, and that's how we paskin. That's been the Ashkenazi tradition for quite some time. In the Sfaradi world, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes the other possibility, and in the Sfaradi world, there were Yibums that were done until fairly recently in history. There was a question, if I'm not mistaken, I think in Eretz Yisrael, when they were trying to create some kind of universal, standards in terms of ishas types of things. So there was a move years ago to disallow yibum, to make it illegal to do yibum. So there was I don't know all the ins and outs of the politics, but apparently there was some of the Sfaradi Rabbanim were very upset about that they felt that this is a religious issue. We have a tradition. We've been doing Yibum for 2,000 years, or for 3,500 years. You have no right to tell us. Because you follow Rabbi Tam and you follow the Balei HaTosfos, what does that have to do with us? So we have our tradition, we have our Rabbanim, and our minhag was to permit Yibum. So yesh v'yesh. So again, I don't know what's going on in Eretz Yisrael today. I don't know whether it's actually still practiced in Eretz Yisrael today, but it was practiced in the Sephardic communities for sure until fairly recently. But again, in the Ashkenazi community, so then Yibum has basically been done away with. And the reason why it's been done away with is because we're cheshish for the concern of Abishol. Whether the fact that we pass like Abishol, Ashkenazim follow Abishol, is that indicative of some grandiose lumdus about the what's the matter of the Yisrael Shazach? May or may not be true, depending on the three different ways that we had in terms of interpreting the Machlekes Abishol and the Rabbanan. So this is all relating back to Masechus Kedushin Daf Dalet. How do we get onto this? Because the Gemara was trying to connect the din of Bia being kind of a Yibum and Bia being kind of a Kedushin. So the Gemara said, well, they're not really the same, because Harai, they're not the same. Kesef Ashtar is not kind of for Yibum, but it is kind of for Kedushin. So we're not quite sure what to do with all of that. So that's the Gemara's back and forth to try to figure out the similarities or differences between Kedushin and Yibum. That's from tomorrow, not tomorrow, Friday. So we'll try to put the final touches on the sugya, and then we'll take a little bit of a break. So it's next week. We'll read it next week. So we